Dr. Declan, the next patient is Kadia, K-A-D-I-A, Kadia Hoskin, H-O-S-K-I-M. Please address this to Dr. Alan Doyle, Doctor of Chiropractic, 1633 South Wayne Road, Westland, Michigan, period. Dear Dr. Doyle, thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patient, Mrs. Hoskin, who I've seen today for a follow-up visit. Mrs. Hoskin has not been seen here since August the 3rd, 2012. The patient goes to school and she was unable to make it here, and also I'm also missing her. When I come here, she's not here. When she's here, I'm not here. So we've been more or less missing one another, period. And however, the patient still tells me that she has a major problem with her lower back. The lower back pain has not resolved. She has still at times excruciating lower back, period. The physical therapy, she has stopped physical therapy for a while because of her scheduled school period, and she has noticed that since physical therapy has been stopped, she's been having more and more pain in her lower back, period. The last time when I saw her, the patient was supposed to have EMG and nerve conduction studies. However, that was not performed again because of some misscheduling period. We have done MRI of the lumbar spine, and it does show that the patient has some bulging disc in the lumbar spine, period. This has been discussed with the patient, period. The patient was involved in motor vehicle accident on March the 27, 2012, period, and I've been seeing her since May 11, 2012, period. And the last time the patient was seen was August of 2012, period. Physical examination today revealed the patient alert with MC. She's infebrile, vital signs are still medically stable. She's walking independently without any assistive device. She's not using a cane or walker. Patient has increased pain with an extension of lumbar spine, also with flexions, period. There is increased tenderness with palpation of the lumbosacral muscles, also the iliolumbar ligaments and the posterior superior iliac spine bilaterally, period. Neurologically, she is, there's no any significant abnormalities. She's not weak. There's no any neurological deficits, however, period. The pain is also worsened with myelogram test, in which the patient was complaining of severe tightness of the lumbar spine with bilateral hip flexion simultaneously, period. An assessment is that it's more vehicle accident with weakness of the core muscles. Number one, number three is PSI centrosopathy. Number three is possibilities of lumbar radiculopathy involving the lateral extremity is not ruled out still, and discogenic pain and instability of the lumbosacral muscle, period. My recommendation is that the patient could resume her physical therapy, but this will not be continued for too long. We'll try to work with her and strengthening the core muscles, and also I have emphasized for the patient that she should do exercise at home too, not just coming here and doing physical therapy once or twice or three times a week, but she should do exercise at home, an exercise that she should be instructed by the physical therapist and continue to do it at home too, period. I have emphasized this to her in a very precise manner, period. On the other hand, she may benefit from prolotherapy to strengthen the iliolumbar ligament, which could be also the culprit of this pain, period, and she could come to the office in Oak Park to do this type of procedure, period. And otherwise, we will attempt another physical therapy sessions for a month or two and see how that will help her, period. This concludes. Thank you very much.